This is Case Study with David King, Episode 1. Hello and welcome to our first episode on Case Study with David King. I am your host, David Damlari Aderinboye, and you can call me David King. This is the podcast where I bring to you a well-seasoned guest to discuss on a very enlightening topic with different case to look into. I hope you are delighted to listen because I am so excited to have you join me. Let's enjoy the show. Ranging from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram and WhatsApp and all other social media platforms, the usage of social media around the world is ever increasing, and it is without a doubt one of the most popular online activities that users engage in. Social media statistics from 2019 show that there are 3.5 billion social media users worldwide, and this number is only growing. That equates to about 45% of the current population. One of the reasons for this high usage of social media is because mobile possibilities for users are continually improving, which makes it simpler by the day to access social media no matter where you are. Most social media networks are also available as mobile browsing, making it easier for users to access their favorite site while on the go. This brings us to the case of the day, which is social media ruining our society? Do you think social media is ruining our society? Well, our guest is going to tell us more on that. But before we go further, I have something special for you. Let's listen to a very beautiful song from Zac Efron and Zendaya, titled Rewrite the Stars. Please do enjoy.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me. So don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards, fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
You think it's easy? Everyone tells us You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
Welcome back, it's still Case Study with David King. And the moment we've been waiting for has finally approached us. Our guest is in the house. Our guest is a brilliant, fantastic and well-educated woman. She is a sociologist, a public speaker and content developer. She has a first degree in sociology from University of Lagos, and she is currently running a master's degree in sociology. She has a great understanding of the case of the day and as well as great appreciation of what it takes to truly make the society to continue on the path of progress. She is also just a very intriguing person, and trust me, we are all in for a treat today. Without further delay, let's make welcome Elizabeth Adeshewa. You are very welcome to the show, and I'm so happy to have you here. It's an honor to have you here, man.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here too.
So how are you doing, ma? How is your family? And you are currently running your master's degree. How are you coping with everything, the stress? And how are you coping? I hope it's not stressful, you know?
Yeah, my family is doing great, and my career, my education as well is doing great. One thing I've come to understand is that each of these things, my family, my education has its own place, and it has its time. So I don't make one affect the other. So I sacrifice sometimes. I have to sacrifice some part of my education for family. So I've been able to just match it together, and God has been helping.
Wow, that's so great. You are a very wonderful woman, and I hope a lot of my listeners would learn from that. So with the global pandemic issue that is at hand, how have you been coping with the lockdown and every other thing, you know?
Yeah, concerning the pandemic, I've been taking necessary precautions. I've been avoiding social gatherings. Like, I don't even go for anyone for now. Then also for the lockdown, as you can see, we've been asked to stay home and for the extension of the lockdown. So I've been staying home, except now that I have to be here just to tackle this issue. So
okay, thank you very much. So the topic for today is social media ruining our society, and I'm sure you are very delighted to go on this conversation with me here.
I'm sure I am.
So let me start by asking you this. How many social media platforms do you belong to? How many?
About 5.
Wow, 5.
So, yeah.
Well, just to chip this in, you know, you are a social enthusiast, so you do well with all of that. Well, I love social media platforms as well, but sometimes I tend to forget the password, the username sometimes of most of the social media platforms that I join. But there are actually some that I used to keep up with, you know, the likes of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and a pack of others, you know. So which social media platforms are you frequently active on?
Yeah, on Facebook I'm very active, and Instagram, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, yeah, and Twitter.
Yeah, so talking about LinkedIn, like, what's your take on LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn is a very, very useful and creative app. It's just like an app to connect potential employees to the available employers. So it has been It's one of the social media platforms I really enjoy having and being on. And as well, we have very educative content that can help you in your career and everything. So I really like it.
Wow, that's very true. That's very true. So we will be moving to the main questions of the day. So starting with this, I would like you to tell me what you mean. What you understand by social media? What is social media?
Alright, social media. Well, I'll be considering that word by breaking it down. First, let's consider the word social.
Okay.
Then we'll continue. Then we'll consider the word media. Then
okay.
Together.
Okay.
So social, from my own understanding, has to do with the society.
Okay.
And the society can be defined as a group of people who meet from time to time to engage in a common interest or an association or an organization.
Okay.
Then media is just a means, an institution for publishing and broadcasting information.
Okay.
So putting them together, social media can be said to be a community of people connected by media platform. In short, you can just say social media is average society on the media platform.
Wow. That's a very, very nice breakdown of social media. You know, when I told my listeners that it's gonna be a very, 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 very delightful segment. Like I knew what I was saying. So that's a very, very interesting way to define social media. So since you've told us what social media means, what do you think are the uses, or what are the uses of social media?
Yeah, so from the definition, I said it's just a medium for the society to be on a media platform.
Okay.
So social media can be pushed to different use, ranging from connecting friends and families. Like families who don't live together, who live very far off, can constantly get in touch with each other by social media.
That's very true.
And also the LinkedIn that you mentioned is just connecting. It's used to connect employees with their employers.
Yeah.
As well, there are other social medias for disseminating information, and social media I would say is the fastest means for disseminating information. It's information spread faster on social media than any other platform.
Wow. And you agree with me? Yeah, I do. There are a lot of informations, contents and videos that went viral due to the help of social media, of different social media platforms. So I would actually do take on those points that you've given on the uses of social media. So let's move to the advantages. What do you think are the advantages of social media?
Well, the advantages, I would say, the uses also falls to be an advantage. Like, so as well, in addition, the advantage of social media is that it has helped even the government to be able to move closer to the people. Like, governments can now send inputs by social media and to get to the people in time.
Yeah, so that's true.
That's helped in dissemination of information. That is one advantage.
Okay. Okay, so that's a very, very interesting advantage that you've pointed out there. So, moving to the main topic of today, is social media ruining our society? So, what's your opinion on that? Do you think social media is ruining our society? Do you think it is not? Just tell us your take on that.
Alright, to answer that question, I would qualify your question to a gong or drum. Just as Yoruba says, like, the face of a gong or drum that faces one person, it is barking another.
Well, when you say gong or drum, that's talking drum, right?
Yeah, talking drum.
So,
like, its popular name is gong or. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So that people get to know it.
Yeah.
Normally,
that.
I'm supposed to even say the proverb in Yoruba, but then
you can say the proverb in Yoruba. Then you Okay, now as well translate, you know?
But then I've translated already.
Okay.
It says the part that faces a person is opposing the other, like it's backing another person. So that is what I would say. Social media ruining a society is a function of how the people of the society put it to use. So it ruining your society means that you put it to use in a negative way. That's why it has ruined your society. In the creation of social media, like the person that ingrained their social media, the person's intention wasn't to view the society, but then to make the global, what would I call it? Global world become so connected that even someone in America can reach out to his cousin or family member or relative as far as Indonesia. So that was the intention of the person creating it. So each ruining the society is the fact that people use it negatively.
Wow, I've seen, I see where you're driving at. So when you say it's ruining the society is the fact that people use it negatively, in what way do you in what way are they using it negatively? By Luis Capaldi. Enjoy.
As I have said, the intention of the creation of social media was to get people to get interconnected.
Yeah.
So they're using it in a wrong way. Is first of all, not using it to get connected, just using it to scam people, like the fraudsters that they put on a wrong profile of themselves just to swindle people, just to fraud them of their money. So that is one of its negative way of being put to use.
Yeah, and that is actually what is in vogue now. That's what is actually in vogue now.
And that has ruined societies.
Okay, so what are the effects of social media on youth, teenagers, and adults?
The effect of social media on youth, teenagers, and adults, I would say, is a general question. It has made people, it has a negative and a positive effect. First of all, it has made people build that virtual relationship, but as well, it has disconnected people physically. You'll see that almost an average individual, the number of hours spent on a gadget or a phone, all because the person has to be present on social media, is almost half of the person's day. Half of the day that a person can use to be productive in other areas. So it has really, not physically, it has really like created that distance, but virtually it has made people interconnected.
Wow, that's a very, very delighting information to hear from you. So before we go further, I would like us to take on another beautiful song. And this is Someone You Loved.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. The this all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. No, I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Nightfall, you know he's here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You know he's here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Yeah, we just listened to Luis Capaldi, Someone You Loved, and that was a very beautiful piece of heart. Elizabeth, what do you think?
Yeah, I really loved the song. From the lyrics to the progression to the melody, it was just wow, it was on point. I really loved it.
Yeah, the song was really on point. Yeah, it was. That's a very good job by Luis Capaldi. So before we went on the break, Elizabeth here had enlightened us on what social media is, the uses of social media, the advantages, the effects of social media on adults, youth, and teenagers, and she also gave us a take on the main issue, the main case, which is social media ruining our society. And it was beautiful, like all of our enlightenment and everything that she has said was well taken. And I hope those of us listening are writing it down and watching as well, like trying not to fall victim of the disadvantages of social media that she has told us. So now moving forward, Elizabeth, with the fast rising usage of social media in our society, would you say social media is becoming addictive?
Well, I would say social media is addictive, and not is becoming addictive. It is addictive.
Wow, it is addictive.
Yeah, it is addictive.
So what's your reason for saying it is addictive?
Yeah, because when you take a look at an average Nigerian, for example, social media has really robbed them time available to do other productive things. Majority of them spend almost all of their time on social media, and by so doing, most of them are really not productive. So it is addictive, and it takes discipline for a person to now work on not making social media addictive, because excessive use of anything is when it becomes to a disadvantage. As good as social media is, once it becomes addictive and you can't do without it, then it tends to become a disadvantage.
Excessive use of social media becomes negative. That's what Elizabeth Adeshewa is telling us at this very moment. So now we'll be moving to the case study scenario for today, for this episode. So we'll be looking at a young married lady who became so addictive to social media before she got married, she got used to posting all of her life happenings, all of her achievements, every little thing about her. She posted her privacy and everything about her. She posts it on social media. She even posts information about her marriage and everything. But on her social media, she posts her husband's job, whichever, like, just like keeping up with her family, you know. And in this scenario, our husband is actually not in support of it. I wouldn't say he's a nerd, but he's just this kind of person that doesn't support posting informations like that on social media. So, Elizabeth, what would you say about this issue at hand?
Alright, so I'll be looking at it from the perspective of the wife and the husband. First of all, I can't, well, based on the way the wife was brought up or something, she might have been so used to social media that she gets a comfort, a happiness via social media. Like I said, it has robbed people of time to be with other people. So maybe she has taken the social media used to be so excessive, and she's so obsessed about it that come any promotion, come on any achievement in her life, she just has to post it. And come to think of it, her husband is a person that just likes that private life. So then that is where I would come in, that we have to, as people, like as I said earlier, we have to, as people, even though this social media thing tends to be addictive, we have to be disciplined enough not to make it addictive. So the wife has to work upon not putting too much content, and the husband has to a bit upgrade to accommodate that excess of his wife so that they can just balance things. And I know that with understanding and mutual communication, they will get there.
Wow, it's just like you are actually in my mind, because you've already spread your information across to every, you've spread what she said across to everything I want to ask you. Like, I'm just, oh wow, like you are a very interesting person. So can you highlight the effect of the wrong use of social media in marriages?
So the wrong use of social media in marriage tends to cause a separation between the family ties. Yeah, then it exposes them to risks that wouldn't have been available. For example, take that case study as an illustration. We saw that the wife posted vital information about her family on social media. That is exposing detailed, what do I call it now? Detailed information,
information
of her family to people that she doesn't even really know on social media.
That's, and that's true. Our followers, our fan base.
Our family has tricks. So that's one of the effects of the negative views of social media in marriage.
Would you say, let me put this question this way: is it right to post your private life on social media?
Well, that would be a kind of individual kind of question. So it's depending on the individual. But what is actually wrong is posting too much of your private content on social media.
Yeah.
That's the wrong aspect. But then the limit to the private life that you can post on social media is limited, and it's a function of the kind of person that a person is.
Okay, so Elizabeth Adeshewa, I'm so happy to have you here on the podcast. I'm just so happy. Like, I really did learn a lot from all that you have said, and I hope my listeners too will. I hope they do. So I would like to have you on my podcast again, like some other time, to talk on other issues that cut across the sphere of life. You know, you can just, I'm just waiting for the day. Well, I would like to know, and I hope you would honor our invitation again.
I'll be glad to come.
So, listeners, we just finished talking about social media as a whole. So she has, our guest has enlightened us on everything we need to, we should know about social media and its effects in our society. So I hope that we all enjoyed this episode today. I did because I learned a lot. I really did learn a lot from it. So I hope that we've taken enough from we've gotten enough from this. So here is where we draw the curtain on the first episode of our podcast on the show Case Study with David King. And do not forget, I am David King, and you can follow me on my social media platform on DAMI_LARE2. That's on Instagram. So do follow me and stay updated. And would I say wait for our next episode. I hope you really did enjoy this. So I'm saying goodbye from Lagos, Nigeria. Goodbye. I love you all. Thank you for listening.